Good Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt with Kevin Monroe, outstanding defensive back for East Carolina in his playing days. And now you can hear Kevin's insights on the Pirate Radio Network as ECU kicks off today hosting Cincinnati at noon. And it's going to be senior day. And Kevin, of course, in his playing days had a big occasion. His final game at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium, 1999. The first ever trip to Greenville for the NC State football program. And Kevin, that game kind of was out there on the schedule the whole year. It was a great season for East Carolina. The win over Miami and Raleigh and a trip to South Carolina that produced a victory. And everybody seemed to be thinking about that game with NC State, and I know that put a lot of pressure on the players, and East Carolina responded with a 23-6 win. Senior day today, what do you recall about your senior day at East Carolina?
I mean, Al, you kind of set the scene. I mean, it was a huge deal. It was one of the best teams in East Carolina history. It was one of the first teams to get to 9 regular season wins. I know some prior teams had done that, but not anybody had done that in recent history. And so to have one of your better teams and then still not be able to defeat your in-state rival would have been a huge deal. So Coach Logan let us know early on that this was a must-win. Coaches don't say that very often, but he said it to us, and he went ahead and put that pressure on us and on his staff as well to get us prepared for that game. And you just think back, you kind of set it up a little bit for me, but that's a season where we started off 5-0. We were nationally ranked. That was the flood season. And so a lot went into that year from the very, very beginning. But to have the opportunity to play NC State at home, to get Coach Logan to be the winningest coach in ECU history that day, to have the opportunity to have the largest crowd in ECU history in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium that day, you know, up to that point, it's obviously been broken now, but they brought the end zone seats in. There was more than 50,000 people there. So it was just a crazy, crazy environment, and everybody wanted us to beat NC State. So it was, they had a good team, guys like Corin Robinson and Jamie Barnett. They were tough. And so for us to get that win at home was a big, big deal, especially being senior day. That was icing on the cake.
You know, I remember a play, I think, with David Garrard going toward the corner of the end zone, and there was some question about whether he got in. Nowadays, you'd have review, and you could look at it from the different angles, and a decision could be made, but it seems like that turned into a touchback. And what do you recall about that?
I actually don't remember that specific play. I do remember, I think the final score ended up being like 23-6 or something. So hopefully that wasn't too much of a factor. but it was a bit of a blur. I can remember our defense coordinator, Tim Rose, had put in a corner blitz that week. And I mean, this was my 5th year as a senior, and we'd never had anything like that. And I'd never blitzed off the corner. And I can just remember thinking, if he calls this play, I'm hitting this quarterback no matter what. And he called it 3 different times in the game. And once I hit him right as he was throwing the ball and got an incomplete pass. Another time, you know, I kind of jumped as he was throwing it and got an incomplete pass. And the third time, I got there late and hit him and ended up getting a late hit personal foul. And Coach jumped my butt about that. But it was just exciting. It was a fun atmosphere. The crowd was in it the entire game. And both offense and defense played really well.
Kevin, let's talk about East Carolina's game last week. Fast forward to Tulane, and East Carolina kind of in the doldrums for a lot of that game, it seemed like, but responded very well in a situation where the Pirates had to drive to tie the score with under 3 minutes left. The taking possession at the East Carolina's 11-yard line, Gardner Minshew drove the team down the field. Devontae Ferrier catching the tying touchdown pass with 36 seconds left. And that was really a great response in a much-needed scoring situation.
You know, Al, this is a team that has underperformed, underwhelmed all season long, whether you think it's coaching, whether you think it's players. But as the season comes to an end, there are some bright spots to look forward to for next year and the years to come. I mean, guys like DeAndre Ferrier, I thought he would be maybe the best receiver on this team from game one. And he just, because of injury, because of illness, whatever it was, he never got going. But you got to see glimpses of that last week against Tulane. I mean, he's a great player. He's only a sophomore, but a junior next year. He'll be a good player for a few more years. Keyshawn Kennedy gets his first start at corner, 31. He gets an interception. I think he plays well all game long. No one even knew who he was. I mean, obviously the coaches knew, and he was projected to be a big-time player at the beginning of the year. But, again, because of injury after injury, he never really got on the field. And now he's a corner after all the malign play at defensive back. Now you can look forward to this guy who can actually get it done. That was exciting. So a couple different things stood out to me to look towards the future. That Tulane game, as you mentioned, it started slow, and the Pirates, you know, really didn't get anything going early on. But they showed some fight late, you know, and they ended up 1 yard away from tying the game and having a chance to go in double overtime. And to me, that says it's a team that hasn't given up. They haven't quit on their coach. They're trying to win. They're fighting through this. And even though the season's been ugly, if you go back and look at the records for every team that the Pirates have lost to, it's mind-boggling. I mean, each of those teams has at least 7 wins except for Tulane. And that game just kind of got away from the Pirates. So they've had a very, very tough schedule. And if it hadn't have been for the really lopsided scores, this season wouldn't be this bad. But having the opportunity to finish strong, I think, is big. And today's game is one of those ones where the Pirates need to finish strong.
Okay. Kevin, unfortunately, Quay Johnson will be missing in action today, sustained a leg injury against the Green Wave last week, and he won't be able to play on his senior day. That's unfortunate. But if there's one position where East Carolina has some depth, it's at the receiver spots.
Yeah, there's no question. Trayvon Brown, Davon Grayson, DeAndre Ferrier, all those guys will be able to step up in his absence. And there's some younger guys, too, that have played throughout this season that will get in and hopefully make some plays. I think the thing about Quay that Gardner Minshew likes is that Gardner gets the ball out really, really quickly. And Quay is a quick guy who runs short routes. He's not your downfield threat usually. He did catch a deep ball last week. But usually he's a guy that runs those bubble screens and the quick slants and the curls and things like that. And so he's the receiver that usually gets open first, and Gardner puts the ball on him. And so that'll be tough for him. But there's other guys that can step in and make that happen. And so you hate to see a guy that's been so productive as of late not be available. But certainly, as you said, there's plenty of receivers that can get it done.
Kevin, the opponent today, Cincinnati, has had the better of the series in recent years. Some close wins. 2 years ago, the last time the Bearcats appeared in Greenville, a field goal in the final seconds preceded a coaching change, and they come in today. It looks like a pretty even matchup again.
Yeah, this is another team that's 1-5 in the AAC, and the only victory they have is 17-16 over that same Tulane team that the Pirates should have beaten. And so I think there are two teams that match up very, very well. There are other victories against Austin Peay and Miami of Ohio. You know, not real impressive victories. Not to take anything away from them, but they've been in some closer games. They've certainly been played opponents tighter than the Pirates have. So they've got tons of talent. You know, they're not giving up a ton of yards per game, right at about 411. Even though the points have failed them, giving up over 30 a game, they're not terrible statistically. And so this will be a very even matchup. And you hope that the Pirates would get the edge because they're at home. But this is a Cincinnati team that can certainly beat the Pirates if they don't play their best.
Kevin, as far as fan support, I mean, it's no secret that East Carolina plays its best when the fans are rowdy at Dowdy. And there has kind of developed a situation where it appears like game attendance is almost a referendum in terms of support for the administration or support for the coaching staff or support for the program. And some people have stated they're staying away to make a statement. And obviously East Carolina will benefit if the fans come out and support the team in the game this afternoon.
Yeah, I hate that, Al. And obviously, there's several ways you can make a stance. You can not give money. You can not show games and sports to the kids. You can go to social media. You can write letters. There's several ways that you can, you know, quote unquote boycott. But I just hate seeing it. You know, it's you're going to go through periods like this. You're going to have, you know, coaches that you don't necessarily agree with. You're going to have administration that you differ with. The school's not going to always go in the direction that you want. But are you a Pirate? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a Pirate through thick and thin? Will you weather the storm no matter what, you know, complications there are? You know, no matter what the seas look like, can you hang in there and be the Pirate that we need you to be? And that's not what I'm seeing from some fans, but that's exactly what I'm seeing from others. So, you know, there are some season ticket holders that have been there every game. You know, my parents are there every game. They stay till the end, and there's a lot of them like them out there. But there's a lot that are missing. So, you know, hopefully we can kind of get through this in these last couple games and get to the off season and things turn around and that excitement comes back before next September. But you never know. And I don't know about today's game because it's a 12 o'clock kickoff and that hasn't been great attendance for the Pirates all year long just because it's so early and Pirate fans don't get to come out and tailgate like they want and get into the stadium. So that mixed in with the disgruntledness of the season, you know, could call for a much lower crowd. I would hate to see that, but hopefully that doesn't affect the team. Hopefully they still come to play and they play hard.
Well, that's right. Kevin, Bonesville tradition, let's talk about Kevin's keys to the game.
I think they have to take care of the football, Al. I think that's first and foremost. They've been decent these last few weeks of taking care of the ball and allowed themselves to stay in some games because of it. So Gardner Minshew's got to come out, be decisive with the football, make throws, make the first or second decision and go with it, and make sure that those passes are completed and only where a receiver can catch the ball and the running backs have to protect it when they're running it. Defensively, you know, it's stop the run first. You know, if you can stop the run, you can kind of control the way the game's going. You know, Tulane was a team that wanted to run the ball a lot, and the Pirates struggled with that. You know, some at times, even when you felt like they should know where the ball was going to go, they didn't seem to be all over it. But that option attack is a different deal. It's not what they'll be facing this week. So, got to be able to stop the run. So if they can control the turnovers, stop the run, and then find a way to make some big plays. Get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. Get some 20-yard-plus plays. I would think you need three or four of those to be able to win this game today.
All right. Kevin, we'll see how things unfold at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium this afternoon, and enjoy talking to you as always, and we'll chat again next week on the Bonesville Pregame Podcast.
Appreciate it, Al.
Thank you, sir.